And so, with the cup held high, me the leave Croke Park, All-Ireland football champions for 1949.
Oh, beautiful me, you got all that I need.
Dempsey hits Darren Fay. Anthony Finnerty comes in and gives him a touch of the elbow. Colm Coyle hitting Finnerty. This is Colm's first punt. Finnerty, delayed reaction, looks around, sees Martin O'Connell coming in and thinks that the best action is to go down.
What a set of matches we've had. Four terrific and memorable games. Final score, Meath 2-10, Dublin 15.
So Joe McDonagh, GAA president, presents Sam Maguire to Graham Geraghty and Meath are the football champions.
Hello, listeners. You're very welcome to another edition of the We Are Meath podcast with Davey Rispin and Mickey Brennan. Davey, I suppose, wasn't a mental weekend of county football, but it's been a mental 6 days so far of club football, with loads more to come this week. Over on our Loyal Royals podcast, we'll be doing our previews, our reviews of the games that have been played so far this week, and we'll be looking at our predictions. We were talking about this on the Loyal Royals podcast last week that, you know, the whole thing about your predictions is you nearly based them on the week previous. So this week we've been, you know, predicting in the blind, let's just say, with a mask over our faces, and you'll see that from looking at some of our predictions. But like, as a club footballer yourself, What do you think of the last 7 days? Like, is it too much or is it, yeah, give me more of this?
My body's nearly not able to do. I was lucky. I didn't have to
play Premier football. That's got nothing to do with playing football, buddy.
No, we played Thursday night and our Premier team were out this morning and we're back out again Tuesday. But Tuesday, for some clubs, I know there was fellas that had to play 4 games in 6 days, which is a lot, like. And it just depends on the player and the age profile. But look, I think at this stage of the year, all anybody wants to do is play games as opposed to being flogged training and stuff. So I think everybody's more or less happy out. The weather's great. The pitches are in fine condition. And it's just football, football, football. And I know we're playing catch-up a little bit, but I don't hear too many people complaining about it. There are a few, though.
It's not the time of the year for the old dogging, so it's not. You know, this is the time of the year for playing games. It's not my right, Jamie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dogging it out on the pitch in the early January, that's when that needs to be done, but not at this time of the year. This is time for games. Well, we're going to go to the few games that were played in the county scene. We do have a full review, and we've interviews with Anthony Healy and Kyle Ennis from Meath Minor Hurlers Padraig Lehan Cup victory. Of course, we have Ger O'Neill, the manager, as well. Really interesting interview with him. Over on our Patreon podcast, the Loyal Royals one. But we'll give a quick talk about that, Davey. A good win for Meath, 1-22 to Carlow's 1-9. Trailing by a point at half-time, sending off midway through the first half didn't seem to bother Carlow in that first half. But when Ger O'Neill got a side in at half-time, he obviously tweaked a few things and Meath came out a different team in the second half and put Carlow to the sword with a 13-point victory.
Yeah, probably flatters them a little bit because I think with just 18 minutes to go, they were deadlocked, 1-8 to 11. But the red card that Carlow had in the first half ultimately caught up with them in the second. And Meade's strength and depth, the bit of quality that they had to bring off the bench, Luke Ennis coming on, getting a goal in 5, Kyle Ennis finishing with 11, that told in the end. Carlow just faded out of it and Meade kind of got stronger as the game went on, and they did it well in the end. Good victory for them. And yeah, nice to finish the year with a bit of silverware after what was a difficult first half of the campaign for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And a load of positives coming from that Padraig Lehan team, let's just say. And the strength and depth, as you said, like the lads that came on weren't weakening the side. They were as good as the fellas that were on the field. But an interesting talk with Ger O'Neill afterwards about the development squads and how something needs to be done as soon as possible, so that there's less of a drop-off from the hurlers. But a fabulous victory for the Meath Minor Hurlers, as we said, on Saturday in Park Colchin. They beat Carlow 1-22 to 1-9 to pick up the Padraig Lehan Cup. David, sticking with the hurling, You have some information on the Celtic Challenge. That's the under-16s hurling development squad.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they had two teams that were supposed to be in action over the weekend. We'll get to that in a minute. But the first team, the Meath under-16 Royals, were knocked out of the Celtic Challenge by a strong Wicklow under-17 team. So a kind of year between those two teams. Wicklow, obviously, a little bit more advanced than Meath. It finished 1-14 to Wicklow, 1-8 to the Meath Royals, so 6 points between the sides. But there was great scores from Conor Cummins, Daniel Fox, Doughty Wade, Gavin Daly, and a goal from Dunnery's Harry Crinion. The Meath's other under-16 team travelled to Mayo, but unfortunately, and I think inexplicably, to be honest, no referee showed up and the game had to be postponed. That was huge disappointment, naturally, to the squad and the parents, who had a three-hour drive to Ballyveary, which is shocking stuff, really. And fair enough, I don't know what happened with the referee, but surely, God almighty, you'd imagine some local referee could have been able to maybe just take the game. And a six-hour round trip for those young lads and the parents as well on the weekend, it's not ideal and very disappointing to see.
And we'll probably have to do it again when the game is refixed.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be kind of saying, lads, you come to us or...
Yeah, or halfway. Yeah, absolutely. A neutral venue or something like that. There has to be some sort of compromise made. But that's quite disappointing and whatever. But again, good to see that the development squads at that level are going really well on that front. Because as we said, Joe O'Neill speaking about the development squads from under 17 to 19, that we lack in that, and that hopefully something will be put in place to keep that strength and conditioning and development going. Because it is, we spoke about this as well, Davey, that, you know, off air, that there's been a bit of a drop off at under 20 level when it comes to Meath hurling. And that could be down, and more than likely is down to the fact that we kind of let the players go off for a couple of years and then bring them back in when they're back in at under 20 level, I suppose.
That's it. And like we have to call out how strong football is in this county. And that's a big factor because a lot of the hurling lads do play football for their clubs and some play county as well. And they're good enough to do that. And I think if they see a structure in place with the football and they're good enough to go after that, then they're going to do that if there's nothing in place with the hurling. I'm just thinking about the likes of your Kyle Ennis's and that and fellas like that. You have to provide something that to keep them there in place and to try and build on what they've achieved. But yeah, hopefully there's something done in that in the next, you know, 6 to 8 months, and that we can be sitting here this time next year and saying that, right, the Miners are after winning the Paddy Lehan, or they're after going well in Leinster, and they'll go into the development squad now. That's probably the goal, and what Ger O'Neill, I think, is probably getting at in that interview over at the Loyal Reds.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So head on over to the Loyal Rides. A whole host of podcasts out there this week. We'll have that Paddy Lehan review. And of course, we'll have the All County Football League reviews pod. We'll have previews, we'll have predictions as well. And it's all hotting up in the Meath All County Football Leagues. Sticking with sticks, and we're going to go to the Camogues. And they were out in Leinster Championship action. They were obviously coming up against senior team in Dublin. This game played in Trim, and it was Dublin 123, Meath 1-7. At halftime, Meath trailed by 6 points. It was 11 points to 5. A gutsy display by the Meath ladies, or the Meath Mugs, but just coming up against that, you know, real powerhouse that is Dublin. And it's a young Meath Mogi team, and they now know the level they need to be at if they're to go on and win an intermediate and start contesting and staying at a senior championship level.
Exactly. Sometimes in life and in sport and in football and Camogie, you sometimes just have to put your hands up and say, we weren't good enough, they were much better than us. And that's the golfing class that exists between Dublin and Meath. But you have to remember, Dublin are a top senior club, or top senior team at Camogie, and me, they're an intermediate trying to get up to senior. And as you put it, Mickey, that will be a gauge on how, as to how Meath need to improve and where they need to get to as well. Dublin were outstanding, but Meath, in fairness, from what I gather, were really, really gritty, determined. They kept at it. They didn't throw in the towel, but they were just outclassed on the day. Ashlyn Maher with 9 points, I think. She was absolutely outstanding. 4 or 5 coming from play. Grace O'Shea got a goal and 3 from play. And like, if you actually look down through the Dublin scores, I think they had something like 7 or 8 scorers who all chipped in with play. Meath only got, I think, 3 points from play on the day themselves. And they weren't really able to penetrate Dublin at different opportunities. But this was always going to be a game that was an excellent test for Meath to get themselves prepped for the Intermediate Championship. I don't think they're going to be getting too down about this or anything like that, and they'll take positives from the performance. Disappointed to see Mickey Cole has kind of parted ways with them. He was the coach, and he's stepped aside after the league final, which is a big blow. And it probably leaves Brendan Skehan there kind of pondering his options, but hopefully they can get someone in place or something in place prior to the championship commencing, really, because they need obviously a top class coach to assist Brendan and his management team.
Yeah, absolutely. Disappointing to hear now that Mickey has left, but we wish the lads, Skehan and the lads, the very best of luck going forward. I don't think they're going to lose much sleep over this result. They did have 5 scorers on the day: Cleen O'Riordan, Emma Hannafin, Aoife Minogue, Abby Donnelly and Grace Coleman. When you look down at the team, Davey, that started, did we see any of the players that he was talking about coming back into the fold, or did he give more young players starting birth here to get them a little bit of experience?
No, it was a pretty similar team to the one that lined out against Kerry in the league final 2 or 3 weeks ago. We didn't see any of the aforementioned, like Christina Troy, Aideen Slattery, players like that coming back initially. Anyway, I'm not sure if there's any update on that, but listen, they'll plug away. They have a pretty settled squad at the moment, but they probably are a little bit light in terms of experience, but also maybe a bench as well that can come on and help things. But there's still a few weeks to go before championship, and maybe that's just not beyond the realms yet.
Yeah, is that them gone from the Leinster Championship?
That's it,
straight knockout. Yeah, it was straight knockout. Okay, and so it gives them a chance now to go back to the training field and get themselves ready for that Intermediate Championship. So best of luck to Skehan and all the girls on that one.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the auto mower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
Davey, we were talking about development squads and stuff like that only a few minutes ago. There's a whole host of development competitions going on at different levels between LGFA, the Celtic Challenge with the hurlers. There's loads of football development squads going on. We have the old classic competition, Jerry Riley tournament.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things going on. Failing the Nogue is on at the moment as well across the county. With last weekend just being a festival of football. But the Meath ladies, their minor team got the better of Longford in the Leinster Minor B Championship, 2-12 to 2-8. That game played yesterday, or what day is today? Would have been played on Saturday. And a good win for them. Their under 14 B team were play or under 14 team are playing in the All Ireland LGFA under 14 series. It's in all being played in Abbottstown. I'd say Abbottstown was just a hive of activity over the weekend.
Yeah, it's a great facility to have, isn't it, as well? The terrific surfaces up there, and they've got a host of pitches. And I know sometimes they're called upon for when pitches are bad and stuff like that, but it is a pretty good common ground as well for these finals to be played. And yeah, great facility. And it's pretty much on our doorstep as well. It's only up the road.
Were you out with the club at any of the Phelan No competitions over the weekend, or?
No, I'm not involved. No, enough to be at.
You did have enough to be at the weekend, in fairness to. But yeah, look, a whole host of things going on, and well done to the Mead LGFA minor team winning that B Leinster minor title against Longford on Saturday. Good win for them, 4-point victory in that one. Davey, last Monday, the draw was made for the Tailteann Cup, and we now know our fate. Mead will be facing off against Tipperary, Waterford and Down.
Yeah. Look, it's probably not the worst of draws, I think. I think if you're looking at it like that, it's a very winnable sort of group for Mead. The way it's going to shape is we obviously play Tip first, then we're going to travel down to Waterford. It's Tip at home, Waterford away, and then the neutral game is against Down. Ideally, you'd like to be thinking that we'd be going into the Down game with a winner takes all clash to top the group. As we know, I think up to three teams go through. So it's just important that we get a bit of momentum and I suppose a bit of confidence really going into that Down game by getting a couple of victories in our first two. There was a bit of excitement around the draw. I think the main thing was London. A lot of people were looking at that one and hoping that we got London away. And no, you had a 1-2 chance of getting it, and you got it with your second county Mickey McCavin. But I don't think you were too happy with it either. But anyway, it is what it is.
No, I was fine with it. It was my liver that had a problem with it, because we went over to London, obviously, yeah, McCavin last year to commentate on the game in Ruislip for Cavan last year. And it's just it's wild over there. So it is absolutely wild. So
but the interest even seems to be there from the Mead supporters. Like when we got Waterford away, I seen Gary Alder. Did you see Gary's tweet putting up looking at accommodation?
Yeah.
And Lawler's Hotel below in Dungarvan, I think, for £500 a night. And I seen Tom O'Connor then saying himself and the family got a holiday in Lanzarote for that price. Yeah. So like, this is the kind of thing, but. It'll be exciting. I think we need to try and embrace and get behind it. And I know the Mead players have been getting themselves ready. I know they had an in-house game amongst themselves at Park Tailteann on Sunday morning. Didn't hear a whole pile from it, but they're obviously getting prepped and ready to rock for next weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of the Tailteann Cup and that opening fixture against Tipperary, you said it there. It's going to be part of a double header in Park Tailteann next Saturday afternoon at 4:30, the Mead Hurlers will play Tyrone in that crucial Christy Ring Cup clash. Win is vital here for the Mead Hurlers, or definitely a result of some sort, because then that will set them up nicely going into their final game against Sligo. They'll leave it all in their own hands, let's just say. And then that's at 4:30. Then at 6:30, it's going to be Mead and Tipperary in that Tailteann Cup, Mead's first ever venture into the Tailteann Cup, David.
And hopefully our last. Let's hope so. It's a great double header, actually. And
yeah,
I think they're two big games. I think not to be smart about it in any way, shape, or form, but the Hurlers is probably a bigger game on paper. I think they have to win. By right, they actually have to win their two games to be guaranteed to be actually in the final. So this Tyrone game is going to be absolutely massive for them. And it's a nice double header, and I'd encourage everybody to try and get in there for, I think, 4:30 for the hurling, and stay obviously for the football then at 6:30. And hopefully we can crown it off with two victories. But it's a big game, but hopefully that victory in Derry last week will stand them in good stead now for this challenge at Tyrone. And they've got a few players back as well, I think. Now, Damien Healy, I think, has gone with a cruise ship, but Adam Gannon is back on the panel, which is great news. Like, he took a bit of time off. I know he had a kid and he got married last year and building a house and stuff, but he's back in and amongst it now, and he's certainly making an impression. But Healy will be a big loss.
But when did that happen to Damien? Because I know before the game in Navan, the last day out, two games ago, that he had come down with a bout of food poisoning. And then he didn't, he wasn't named in the starting lineup for the London game. So when did this occur?
Do you know? I'm not sure. I'm trying to recall, did he play against Derry? And if he did, I assume it happened there. But yeah, he's done his ACL, which is obviously a big blow for me. Big blow for Longwood as well, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a massive player for both of those. And look, there are players coming back. I know Kyle Donnelly is getting closer too. So they have, Shawshaw has plenty of options, but losing an experienced player like Damien Healy, who's so versatile in that, will be a big loss, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose it'd be remiss of us not to mention as well, we didn't get to talk about it last week, Mickey Burke playing for Meath last week up in Derry, making his 196th senior appearance in a Meath jersey. Like, that is an incredible stat.
Stretching back 19 years, I think, is it? Yeah, it probably will by the time he finishes. But I think he made his debut, if I'm not mistaken, in 2004, in an O'Byrne Cup game for Meath, and obviously a fresh faced Honey Badger back then. He's a stone age Honey Badger nowadays. But listen, he turned in a great display. Like, it looked to me like he was probably on the fringes of this year's team. But when Shorty,
on the team or panel?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. Yeah.
You know, fair play to him. Like, it's kudos to him. Like, incredible stuff.
Like, it's a classic example of biding your time, waiting your opportunity. Me, that a desperately disappointed loss in London. Mickey obviously wasn't really part of that game. He gets his chance the following week in a crunch game against Derry, and he turns in a superb performance on his 196th game. Listen, regardless of what you think of Mickey Burke in terms of him being a footballer or a hurler, that you have to just stand back and admire the longevity of the man and what he's done and how much he's done for this county. He absolutely adores putting on the Meath jersey. And I think that sort of commitment and dedication needs to be commended, especially in this day and age. It's something you're never going to see it again. It's just gone. He's a dying breed, and he's probably the last of his kind.
Do you know what the disappointing thing is? Is that if he were to play the rest of the games and Meath were to get to the Christy Ring final this year, it'll be next year before he hits that 200 mark.
But he'll 100% come back for it.
He'd have to.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Or a testimonial or something, maybe to bring up the 200 game. Yeah.
But the funny thing is that with those appearances, they only count competition games. So it'd have to be a league game or something next year. But couldn't let that go past without giving it a mention. Incredible stuff from the Honey Badger. Well done to Mickey Burke. 196 fucking appearances. Incredible stuff. Davey, other fixtures there that are taking place. The Meath Ladies will take on Laois next weekend in their Leinster Championship round robin game. And a victory will see them back into a Leinster final against the Sneaky Dubs, who beat them last week. We can't find what day or where. We know it's in Laois, but we can't find the actual fixture for that. So best of luck to Davey Nelson and the girls in that one. And also, the following Tuesday, we'll talk about this maybe next weekend on the podcast. Tuesday the 16th, Meath Miners will travel to Wexford to take on Wexford in the Leinster Minor quarter final. After that brilliant victory over Loud last week, they'd have to be buoyed up now after that victory and be pushing on in this competition.
Listen, there's big games. Just to touch on the ladies as well, like that's just a must win game, isn't it? Like, winner goes through to a Leinster final, and they need a performance and a result, hopefully, to get another crack at the Dubs. And the Miners, I suppose after that loud victory, it stands them in really good stead. But Wexford had a huge victory in their preliminary quarter final during the week. I think they put 6 goals. Trying to recall who was.
Yeah, they did hit 6 goals during the week.
So like down there as well, we know obviously what happened to the Chocolate last year, not to recall that too much, but it's a tough place to go and get a result on a Tuesday night, and it'll be a big examination for Meath, but the one that you want at this stage of the championship, and hopefully the couple of weeks will have served them well and they can go down there and do a job. But yeah, we'll focus in on that a little bit more next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Best luck to all the teams taking the field next weekend. And of course, we'll be looking forward to the Meath Hurlers also when we do the podcast next weekend. We'll have the results in from all the other games.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne and Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne and Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Davey, I think it's time now to move on to our lottos, and have the PROs been in contact with you?
Yeah, I've got the usual few. My own one, Cortown, is first up, and our draw from last Friday night, €14,100 of a jackpot. No winner of it. The numbers were 19, 21, 24, and 25. My mother had three numbers. She was gutted. Her last number she was waiting on was 28, and 24 came out instead of it. So she was very annoyed at that. But she didn't even get at them, because we don't do the three numbers. We just do a lucky dip. So the five 20-euro winners were Enda Coyne, Benny and Kathleen Dolan, Susan Shaw, Phyllis Brady, and Triona Keaton. We go again with €14,200 next Friday night at cortowngaa.com/lotto.
I was waiting for you to say my mum had three numbers and didn't get dad had no numbers, but he was pulled out of the lucky dip.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have got that. Drumbarra from last week, 1,300 of a jackpot, not one. 18, 20, 26, and 27. 30-year winners in this one were Cormac Carey, Caroline Jordan, Jean Madden, Colleen McLaughlin, and Brody. Next one up is from Ballin Locke. And their €4,700 jackpot, which takes place Monday nights, fortnightly. The letters drawn were A, D, S, and W. There was no winner. The next draw takes place on the 15th of May. They had a host of match three winners who share €100 between them, who were Oliver Brady, Stephen Gibney, Gwen Walsh, Suzanne Casserly, Declan Lynch, Matt Riley, Mary Lydon, Olivia Carey, and Claire Flanagan. So between all that, they should get about 250 each off that €100 match tree. The next draw takes place in the clubhouse. Castletown from the 3rd of May, €3,400 of a jackpot, not one. 12, 18, 21, and 26, the numbers. Lucky dip winners collecting €30 each were Josie Meehan, Donald Conway, Eugene Farley, Chloe Casty, and Isabel and Danny Smith. Dunshaughlin and Royal Gales from Tuesday night, the 2nd, €6,800 on offer there. No jackpot winner. The numbers drawn were 5, 17, 26, and 27. They had one match three winner, who was Audrey Mooney, collecting €200. And the next draw takes place on Monday at 8:30 live on Facebook with €7,000 on offer. You can play it on Club Force. Colm Kills, that is, week number 793. The numbers were 16, 24, 27, and 28. No jackpot winner. The €50 winners were Martin Ryan from Laytown and Katrina Clifford from Mornington. Next week's jackpot is €6,400, and you can play online at the Kills Clubify app. Colin O'Brien in Avonamatneys had this update from them. The numbers from last week were 5, 16, 17, and 25. No jackpot winner. The match three winners were Victoria Snow and Rebecca Renix. The next draw takes place on the 9th of May with €9,800 up for grabs there. Manalvi from Monday the 1st of May, 2, 5, 12, and 17. No jackpot winner. Three €20 winners were MLEA O'Shea, Tara Smith, and Tracy Brady. The next draw takes place on Monday at
Monday the 8th. They've got €2,700 on offer at manalvgfc.ie, or you can play it on the Club Force app. Kilmainham from the 1st of May as well. No jackpot winner next week's rolls on to €7,100. Numbers from last week were 11, 15, 18, and 24. They had five lucky dip winners who were Mark Fallon, Adam Riley, Harry Newman, Jackie Rogers, and Peter Devine. The club-sponsored Hogan's voucher winner went to Teresa Maguire. And the final one on my list is from Monday night as well, and it's from Manalty GFC. They had €10,200 up for grabs there. It wasn't won either. 7, 10, 17, and 19. They had five match three winners, each receiving €40, who were Paul McCabe, Christy Cahill, Michael McCabe, Catherine Doyle, and RJJM, care of Roisin Kerwin. The special online prize of €50 went to Mary Riley, and their next draw takes place on Monday, the 7th of May, with €10,400 of a jackpot.
Brilliant stuff, Davey. The first one I have in is from Damien Farley, a good friend of the pod. It's from Kilmainham Wood GFC. Their lotto from last Monday, the 1st of the 5th. It was not won. The numbers drawn were 9, 19, 21, and 26. The five lucky dip winners, these five lucky dip winners all received €20 each. Roisin Malone, Kevin Rogers, Elaine Sheridan, Mary Nolte, and Fiona Finnegan. Their next week's jackpot, again, I love they always put a hashtag in with this. Next week's draw for minor champs. Obviously, were they in amalgamation? They won a minor championship on the weekend, didn't they?
Who's it?
Kilmainham Wood.
Did they, yeah. Who were the
winners? I think so, but they've always got a hashtag. They always name their jackpot. So next draw for a jackpot minor champs on Monday, 8th of the 5th, is in Tier Worker. It's €4,200. We'll move on then to Central Towns. Oh, we won't. We'll come back to that in a moment because I'm after losing it, Davey. No, I have it again. So Central Towns lotto last Monday was not won. The numbers drawn were 6, 13, 17, and 27. There was five €25 winners. Rosabel Walsh, Robbie Finnegan, Derek Clifford, Scanlon family, and Katrina O'Connor. Their jackpot next week is €3,400. You can do it online. Go to any of their social media pages and you'll find the link. Same for the Kilmainham Wood Lotto, which is €4,200. And then finally, Simonson's Lotto last Friday night was not won. The jackpot was €2,900. The match three winners were Aidan O'Sullivan and Tonyette Moffat. I think I have that right. The numbers wrong were 11, 16, 23, and 29. And next week's draw is on Friday, the 12th of May. So again, you can do that through Club's app, or you can go to their social media pages and you'll find the link there. That is the lottos looked at, Davey. So I suppose time maybe to move into Instagram Interactive.
Yeah, not a whole pile. Obviously, we're recording this a little bit earlier than we normally do, Mickey. So we've probably caught a few people unawares, but we have got a few bits in. Typically, Jack Walsh never lets us down. He said, referee in the Dublin Derby, an absolute disgrace, not giving Bowes a stonewall penalty. I didn't see this game, Mickey. I don't know. Did you catch it?
I saw the penalty. Yeah. Right. The penalty. It's an absolute joke. It's like, they went mad about it afterwards and they were saying that this is the problem with the league and there's no wonder why managers are resigning and stuff like this because the big calls are not being made. It couldn't have been any more of a stonewall penalty. Like, the striker gets his foot to the ball ahead of the defender who's coming in from the side. The ball goes forward, the defender comes through the striker, and the referee says no, play on, he touched the ball. So yeah, I did see that one. But that's what you get when you've got no VAR.
Robert Purfield said summer football.
Ah yeah. Look, it's absolutely brilliant to see it. So it is. You know, we played a game Saturday evening ourselves and we got hammered. But it was great to be out there kicking ball in the sun.
It was great to get hammered in the sun.
You know, even the halftime show was incredible. So it was. Yeah, those balls being pinged from the 45 and being pinged from the sideline over the bar. Because the ball just carries. It's lighter. The leather is softer. The air in the ball is warm and the ball travels much better. Yeah.
Look, even the footballers are smiling. Yeah, this time.
I love it.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
John Paul still isn't happy though, not the Pope, but John Paul 949. He said lack of round by round fixtures for the championship still not out.
But the championship should championship's 10 weeks away.
Yeah.
We have a master plan though. We know the kind of weekends that you're going to be out playing championship.
I think he wants to plot, I don't know where he's actually from, but I'm sure he's trying to plot his club's way to success, maybe. But
I'd say he's trying to plot his way to the Galway races or something. That's what it is.
I actually plotted my way there last week. So I've got the accommodation booked. Hurling weekend and all.
Oh, is it a hurling weekend?
Oh, it is. Yeah. I wouldn't be broadcasting here if it wasn't.
KP must be a hurler. That's what it is. He's raging.
Yeah. Feel for them. Owen Lynch Duff, 99, said Sidon shocking Rakeni. Yeah, some win in that derby. Sean Wall.
Incredible. Derby. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like, and over on our predictions, Davey, you know, like you can see I've got the file up there in front of you. See all these red marks that are down along the side? They're all ones that we got wrong, and we got really badly wrong.
Jeez, I thought I did all right this week. No.
No, you did all right on Tuesday night. Okay. But come Friday, we may as well have been hiding under a rock. Going back to JP's one on the fixtures, you know, is it a bit early for the fixtures to be out at this stage for championship? Like, there's,
I think the fairness, the fixtures generally would be kind of put out. But look, what I wouldn't be kind of,
yeah. But
I
like,
think there's probably a bit of I think if I'm not mistaken, if you're the first team out, right, in the group. If you were the first team out of the draw and you're playing, obviously, team two, my gauge on it is do you play the third team in your second game? So whoever's the first team out of the next draw, I don't know. What?
Oh, okay. So he's trying to see, he wants to see what way, okay.
Oh, yes, he wants to see who they're playing and when they're playing.
It's not the dates he's looking for.
No. He wants to see.
Right. Okay. He wants to see. Interesting. Yeah, I see what you mean there now. But look, come here. Like in Cavan, they haven't even done the championship draws yet. So, like, you know, it could be worse.
Sidon's win over Rakeni.
Sidon's win over Rakeni was incredible. Absolutely brilliant. The last minute goal as well by Cormac, was it? Was it Cormac goal? No, I don't think it was Cormac goal. But an incredible last minute goal to seal the victory for Sidon.
Brilliant. Look, he'd be working, isn't too happy with Sidon, though. And he said, Sidon Watery Hens gave little notice to play Blackhall this morning. Fine for the club, there should be.
Oh, ouch.
Sidon, yeah, obviously still marvelling in their victory over Rakeni, and they couldn't get the Premier team out this morning.
I'd say that's what it was. It was Cormac Rafferty who came up with last-minute goal for Sidon. Yeah, playing it wing forward. Yeah. Good stuff.
And Ben Blakemore, actually, it's all about Sidon this week. They've come out of their shell. Great to see. He said Cormac Rafferty, Sidon in brackets, like John O'Shea down the wing.
Class. Yeah, absolutely. No, like it's, come here, that is a massive win. It's a massive, like that is, that's a huge derby. That is a massive, massive derby. And Kenny would have had the bragging rights there for many a year over Sidon. You know, it's just a brilliant, brilliant win for them.
Sure, yeah, fantastic victory for them. That's it, partially short and sweet this week, Mickey.
It was all about Sidon this week, so it was. That's just it. And everybody else is hiding after that result, especially out there around the Redkenny area. But what do you think? Like, absolutely brilliant result for them.
They've been doing it this year. Class. Like you think about some of the victories. Did they beat Curragh as well? Yeah. Like they've proven that they're capable. But that one I think will be the sweetest for them because it's their near neighbours and Redkenny. Traditionally, I suppose, would have been the big hitters in that area, and it's just nice for them to probably get their own back now. They'll savor on that.
Yeah, it'll be down in Alakin and in the pubs down around that direction. Maybe they might even go into Tiernan's and Wilkinstown and bump into a few of the Redkenny lads in around that area and be sticking it to them. But yeah, look, great, great victory. I wonder if they'd venture over to Gormanstown Lock just even.
I'd say they'd go anywhere, to be honest. Which
damn right, they would. And they'd be right to. So they would after that victory. Well, look, I suppose just want to wish all the teams again very best of luck next weekend. The hurlers against Tyrone, the men in their maiden voyage into the Tailteann Cup against Tipperary, and of course the ladies who will be taking on Laois next weekend as well. So best of luck to all of them in their big games taking place next weekend. That's it from this episode of your We Are Mead podcast. Remember, We Are Mead. Why? First of all.